Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled When God Speaks, was written by Amy Boucher Pye. Lily, a Bible translator, was flying home to her country when she was detained at the airport. Her mobile phone was searched, and when the officials found an audio copy of the New Testament on it, they confiscated the phone and questioned her for 2 hours. At one point, they asked her to play the scripture app, which happened to be set at Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 and 2. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with that measure you use, it will be measured to you. Hearing these words in his own language, one of the officers turned pale. Later, she was released and no further action was taken. We don't know what happened in that official's heart at the airport, but we know that according to Isaiah 55:11, the word that goes out from God's mouth accomplishes what he desires. Isaiah prophesies these words of hope to God's people in exile, assuring them that even as the rain and snow make the earth bud and grow, so too what goes out from his mouth achieves his purposes. We can read this passage to bolster our confidence in God. When we're facing unyielding circumstances, such as Lily with the airport officials, may we trust that God is working, even when we don't see the final outcome. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 through 13. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the juniper, and instead of the briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign that will endure forever. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for the power of your word and the knowledge that whatever comes from your mouth will accomplish its purpose. Thank you for the gift of scripture and the way it still touches people's lives today and helps us in our effort to point people to you. Help us to handle your words with love and care so that we can stand before you someday and hear you say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.